MusicFM.com. On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Demonstrators in Los Angeles, angry about President Trump's immigration policies and his military parade in Washington, D.C., are continuing to clash with police despite the use of tear gas. They've been protesting as part of the new No Kings movement, which is against Donald Trump's style of governing. The UK's foreign secretary says he's called for a de-escalation of tensions in the Middle East during a call with his Israeli counterpart. David Lammy spoke with Gideon Saha after a series of retaliatory missile strikes between Iran and Israel, with more being reported tonight. Britain's former ambassador to Iran is Rob McCare.
Iran's options are pretty limited. They've always shown themselves able to be tactically nimble when they need to be. The big question out there is whether the leadership decide they're going to broaden this by attacking regional countries or US bases or even other Western bases in the region, or broaden it by attacking shipping.
Police in Minnesota investigating the fatal shooting of a Democrat politician and her husband have identified a suspect. 57-year-old Vance Bolt has been described as armed and dangerous and is wanted over the killings plus an attack on two other people. And the Prime Minister has indicated the UK will look to revive its stalled trade negotiations with Canada ahead of meeting his counterpart Mark Carney. The two are due to hold talks during the lead-up to the International G7 Summit in Alberta Province. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Welcome, I'm Sam Pittis. At the end of last month, the music of Strauss Jr. was beamed into space, and right now, it beams back to us.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
The Segadia from Carmen by Bizet, played by the Paris National Opera Orchestra, Myung-Won Chung directing. And before that, by the beautiful Blue Danube by Johann Strauss the Younger. It was beamed into space at the end of last month to mark Johann Strauss the Younger's 200th birthday and the 50th anniversary of the European Space Agency, played by the Vienna Symphony Orchestra. But we heard the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Gerard Schwartz. Welcome to you. I'm Sam Pittis. Great to have you to start your Sunday with a little Delib on the way and a selection from Classic FM's Album of the Week, some rather sunny Spanish guitar. Is it dry where you are? Some pretty unsettled weather the past couple of days. It looks like it's going to be drier and perhaps a bit more pleasant for the day to come. A little bit cooler where I am this morning as well. And there's a gentle tune on the gentle breeze.
Thank you.
A musical treat for a Sunday morning from the opera The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart. Solaria, performed by Véronique Jeans and Patricia Chauffet, with Concerto Cologne, René Jacobs directing on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The Pizzicati from Sylvia by Delibes, the New Philharmonia Orchestra conducted by Richard Bonning. And we heard the main theme to Lewis by Barrington Feelong, played by the London Metropolitan Orchestra. Alexander Armstrong is back with you from 10 tomorrow morning, as he is every weekday. He'll have a brand new album of the week, and it is a new recording with historically informed interpretation of Mendelssohn's music for A Midsummer Night's Dream. The weather's changing, but we're heading into summer. It seems a particularly appropriate time to have a really fresh recording of a wonderful work. That to come with Alexander Armstrong tomorrow from 10. But the final selection now from this week's album of the week from the young guitarist Rafael Fujatra. This is Spanish Serenades, and from it we hear the music of Isaac Albéniz.
Thank you.
Asturias by Isaac Albéniz, performed by Rafael Fuyatra, that from the new album out already, and the another album of the week with Alexander Armstrong tomorrow morning from 10. But Sunday lies ahead of us. Welcome to you. I'm Sam Pittis. Hopefully you've got something nice planned. Lots of great music planned for us to come, including the culmination of a symphonic journey by Beethoven. You could argue the symphony against which all others are measured. Beethoven's Choral Symphony to come on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
When it comes to retirement advice, the last thing you want is to be put in a bucket. Seen as this type of person, or that type of person. At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a bucket. We always tailor retirement advice that's just right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
You're looking good. You're looking sharp. You've come so far.
Righty here. I'm just giving the Gillette Labs razor a go, and it's smooth. 5 long-lasting blades, and it's got a flex disc that adapts to my gorgeous face. Done in no time, then it goes back on its magnetic stand for a finish almost as good as one of mine.
Gillette, the best a man can get.
At Matalan, style comes in threes. Grab 3 for 2 across all Matalan women's wear, including dresses, tops and denim, plus holiday bits, PJs, lingerie, footwear and accessories. Exclusively in your nearest Matalan store. T's and C's apply. Cheapest item free.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Arabesque number one by Debussy, played by Stephen Osborne, and The Romance from the Gadfly by Shostakovich, Chloe Hanslip and the London Symphony Orchestra, Paul Mann conducting on Classic FM. Debussy reserved her a certain type of barbed insult, or at least perhaps some deep criticism for other composers. Generally speaking, you can find something he said disparaging about others. There were those he liked, but he certainly had a sense that music needed to move on. And certainly in terms of the symphony, Debussy felt that music needed to find new expression. You could say in that sense that this work by Beethoven was the culmination of the symphonic form. This is Beethoven's Symphony No. 9, and this is the opening movement. grand opening movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 9. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Manfred Honeck, conducting on Classic FM. Lots more where that came from. Thomas Tallis inspires Vaughan Williams, a truly wonderful work to come, and a Dawn Chorus by John Rutter, welcoming the day on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
You are not a sponge. You do not belong in a bucket. But when it comes to retirement plans, that's just where some people get put. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We treat you as an individual, tailoring retirement advice that's just right for just you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams, love your bed.
Summer's here, and so are our great last-minute getaways. Book a Jet 2 holiday for this June and save £200 per couple with MyJet 2. From the amazing Algarve to gorgeous Greece, we've still got great rooms available in our best hotels. Don't miss out. Book now. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Hapter Natural Protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Israel is reporting at least one person's died after rocket strikes in Tel Aviv. Around 20 others have been injured, while the Israeli Fire and Rescue Service says an 8-story residential building's been hit in the city. The country's authorities say it's been coming under fire from both Iran and Yemen. The Iranian-American analyst Benam Ben Talablu thinks Tehran is taking a risk.
This is a kinetic war and an intelligence war. The main tool the Iranians have now are ballistic missiles, and that's where they have quantity. But Israel has a well-layered air and missile defense, and the regime knows that if it begins to throw more volume and it hits a population center, that could be the predicate for a much, much, much harder Israeli retaliation.
Demonstrators in Los Angeles angry about President Trump's immigration policies and his military parade in Washington, D.C., are continuing to clash with police despite the use of tear gas. They've been protesting as part of the new No Kings movement, which is against Donald Trump's style of governing. Police in Minnesota are investigating the fatal shooting of a Democrat politician and her husband are continuing to hunt for their suspect in the case. 57-year-old Vance Bolter has been described as armed and dangerous. And new figures are showing more than 17,000 ScotRail trains were cancelled last year. The Scottish Liberal Democrats are releasing the data after submitting a Freedom of Information request.